Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, Ram fans. Episode 398 of Rams Up. And it was a quiet Thursday, the second day of free agency for the Rams, until late Thursday night. The Rams have signed safety Cameron Curl of the Commanders, one of the top remaining safeties available, if not the best. Two-year deal worth $13 million. Curl, 25 years old, 6'2", 198, out of Arkansas. This will be his fifth season. Can play anywhere on the back end, really. In 2023, he had a 66 Pro Football Focus grade, 67.8 in coverage, had 115 tackles, 5 passes defended, and 3 quarterback hits. We'll have more on this in ensuing episodes. Sneaking this in at the last minute here into episode 398. Big addition for the Rams. They continue to improve that secondary. They have now addressed 6 items on my Los Angeles Rams shopping list. Hopefully this means Quentin Lake can stay at that star slot position. We've got Darius Williams on one side now. Probably still need another safety and another cornerback, but man, I feel a lot better about our defense right now. This is a really big addition for our Rams, a key addition. Needed to make a move like this to solidify the secondary. Rams getting it done. Welcome to Los Angeles, Cameron Curl. What else do we have for you this episode? I'm going to provide a player focus on our new tight end, Colby Parkinson. Shared that on the YouTube channel, augmented with some videos. And I'm also going to provide you with my latest power rankings. Well, they're not really power rankings, sort of kind of power rankings, all in good fun. Before we get started, let's talk about a player who wore number 98. Grant Wistrom, a 6'5", 255-pound defensive end out of Nebraska, the St. Louis Rams selected him with the sixth overall pick in the 1998 draft, played with the Rams through the 2003 season, won a Super Bowl with the Rams. That Super Bowl year set career highs, 60 tackles, 6.5 sacks, and he had 2 interceptions, both returned for touchdowns. How odd is that for a defensive end? He had 4 tackles in that Super Bowl win, 2 of them for a loss, ended his Ram career with 5 interceptions and 41.5 sacks before moving on to the Seahawks. Number 98, Grant Wistrom. First, let's get through some free agency news and notes. The Seahawks have traded for Sam Howell. And you know, I was going to say on this podcast, I don't have a receipt for this, you have to trust me, that maybe the Rams make a move for Sam Howell as their backup quarterback. And that seems to be what the Seahawks have done instead. Commander's definitely going to draft a quarterback there at the top end of the draft. So there's a dwindling backup quarterback market. Drew Locke signing on with the Giants. Sam Howell, who wasn't really in the backup quarterback market, but he moves on to the Seahawks. Carson Wentz is still out there, of course. Coleman Shelton has signed with the Bears, so good luck to Coleman. Played very well for the Rams when he was here. And the Eagles and Falcons might get dinged a draft pick or fined severely for allegedly tampering. Kirk Cousins letting it out of the bag that he talked to representatives of the Falcons on, I think it was Monday. Now, during that legal tampering period, club representatives cannot have direct communication with players, and that appears to be what happened. And Saquon Barkley's college coach alluded to the same thing, that maybe Saquon was talking to the Eagles, so I have to see what happens there. There's also a dwindling safety market, but John Johnson, Jordan Fuller, and Nick Scott are all still out there. Bunch of other guys still left, though. And there's a really dwindling edge market. Brian Burns, Leonard Floyd, Khalil Mack, Danielle Hunter, all off the table. Hassan Reddick may be available in a trade. And as we talked extensively about last night in our roundtable, Jadeveon Clowney could be a really good option for the Rams. And Aaron Donald, he posted something on X that maybe suggests something's in the works. Hard to read between the tea leaves with these guys when they're posting, but it did look like Aaron Donald was happy about something, and to me that would indicate a defensive stud coming over to the Rams. Chase Young's still also out there. He doesn't throw me as much, though, and he is touring the South Carolina, New Orleans, and Tennessee. See if he can get a deal with one of those. And rumor has it the Rams were interested in defensive lineman Malcolm Roach. He went from the Saints to the Broncos. And Scott Richmond, one of the guests on this show, he called it Rams should go after Andrew Van Ginkle. I think I was calling him Van Grinkle. Dolphins free agent signs with the Vikings, but apparently the Rams possibly made an offer there. Other moves of interest, Calvin Ridley to the Titans, Gerald Everett also to the Bears, him and Coleman Shelton both be playing in Chicago this year, Bobby Wagner to the Commanders, Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams released, and have to love what happened with Eric Kendricks, the Chargers free agent linebacker. 49ers embraced him, welcomed him to San Francisco, and then in the blink of an eye, he was gone. Nope, signing with the Cowboys instead.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, time for a player focus. Let's talk about our new tight end, Colby Parkinson, coming over from the Seahawks on a 3-year deal. This is a guy that was highly recruited, grew up in Simi Valley, played at Oaks Christian High School. If you're familiar with the LA high school football landscape, Oaks Christian, they're one of the top dogs. Goes on to Stanford, has quite a career there. Freshman year, 10 catches, 97 yards, 4 TDs. Sophomore year, 29 catches, 485 yards, and 7 TDs, and junior year, 48 catches, 589, and 1 TD. Drop off in TDs there, but an uptick in yardage. And what was he known for there at Stanford? Well, contested catches, 6'7", 251 pounds. So yeah, he can go up and get the ball. He's going to be a big addition for the Rams in that regard, because that's something they struggled with. And he showed off his wares there at Stanford over and over again. Very good hands, a knack for settling in space. And like I said, man, just going up and getting the ball. Quite an athlete. 3 years at Stanford, and he declares for the draft. Really can't blame him. Let's take a look back at his draft profile. Lance Zierlein of NFL.com predicting he'd go in the fourth or fifth round. Went late in the third, compared him to Mike Gesicki. And Zierlein thought he'd be more of a receiver than a tight end, releasing into routes as a wing back, perhaps. Really good hands. Questioned his blocking skills a little bit here, I think. But I think the take on Parkinson was, if you're looking for a tight end to stretch the field, he might be your guy. Now, as I mentioned in a recent podcast, Parkinson went in the third round. Three picks later, the Rams selected Bryson Hopkins. So I'm wondering if this was Sean McVay's guy all along, and he finally went out and got him. So he goes to the Seahawks, and, you know, I don't think he was really used appropriately there in Seattle. They struggled to get their tight ends involved in the game on a regular basis. Noah Fant, Will Disley. At this point in his career, 57 catches, 618 yards, and 4 TDs. And he did prove Lance Zierlein and others wrong as far as his blocking skills. He could be considered an elite blocker at the tight end position. So this checks a few boxes for the Rams, for Sean McVay, a big tight end that can be a threat in the red zone and can lay people out in the run game. And remember, Tyler Higbee, not sure when he's going to be back. Got Davis Allen there. I suspect Colby Parkinson will have a really good shot at being the starting tight end on opening day, but don't count out Davis Allen. I think they're both going to be involved in this offense. And with the new emphasis on the run game, maybe they go a little bit more 12 personnel. Both these guys are out there. None of us really saw this coming. If you saw Colby Parkinson as a free agent target for the Rams, well, I'm not buying it. None of us saw this coming. But as we dive into this a little bit deeper, Colby Parkinson looks like a very good addition to this Rams offense. Yeah, I thought I'd do something a little bit fun here. Obviously, there's a lot going on with virtually every team in the National Football League this time of year, and I'm going to take a wag, my first shot at my 2024 power rankings as of today. Now, I'm not going to do it 1 through 32. I broke the teams up into tiers. And I'm just going to run down these tiers. I'll start at the bottom, and I'm going to offer one question I have for each team. Now, the fidelity here is going to be way off. I did this like in 5 minutes. So take it with a grain of salt where I have each of these teams, which tier I assign them to. But hey, it's a starting point. It's a talking point. It's just something fun to talk about. I broke them up into 8 tiers, and I have one team in the 8th tier, and that is the Carolina Panthers. And my question is, when does the Bryce Young experiment end? I have 4 teams in the 7th tier, the Commanders, Broncos, Titans, and Patriots. For the Patriots, my question is, how many Patriots jerseys are we going to see in SoCal this year? The Titans. Okay, I'm not going to ask why you fired a good coach, but I am going to ask why you're paying a 29-year-old wide receiver, Calvin Ridley, $92 million for 4 years when you wouldn't pay A.J. Brown, who was younger than Ridley. The Broncos, does someone have a fire extinguisher handy? Man, you talk about dumpster fires, but I think Sean Payton will get it together. And the Commanders, who is going to be their new quarterback? Tier number 6, I have just one team, a team I'm somewhat optimistic about. I was going to put them in the 7th tier, but I don't know. I think they're on the upswing slightly. Got some proving to do, and that is the Cardinals. And my question is, do they just need one more year? Now, I have a bunch of teams in the fifth tier. I'll start with the Colts. Does anyone remember who Anthony Richardson is? The Raiders, how long until they fire their upstart coach? The Saints, is this team still in the league? Man, we just forget about these guys. Kind of the same with the Colts, too. Maybe it's just me, but that's how I feel about it. The Giants, is this the end of the road for Daniel Jones, at least this season? Is he going to be done? Hey, maybe he'll be the Rams' backup quarterback next year. And the Bears, kind of obvious, who's their quarterback? The Vikings, is Justin Jefferson going to stand for this? And the Seahawks, are they in complete rebuild mode? I have five teams in the fourth tier. The Jets, does Aaron Rodgers still have it? We're going to find out soon enough. The Jags, is Trevor Lawrence still the answer? Seem to be some doubts about that. The Bengals, now I would have them higher, but I don't know, man. They're dealing with some issues, and my question is, can Joe Burrow stay healthy for an entire season? The Steelers, can Russell Wilson disappoint another decent team? And the Chargers. Now, why are they in the fourth tier? I was going to put them lower, but then, man, got to feel good about this team with the new coach, right? So I have them in the fourth tier. How much of a difference is Harbaugh going to make? In the third tier, I included the Texans. Can they win without taking teams by surprise? The Browns. Is Deshaun Watson the same guy? Does he still have it? The Bucks, are they going to be looking up at the Falcons for the next couple years? And the Falcons, they're right there too. Are they the most improved team in the league? I got a bunch of teams in the second tier, including the Bills. My question is, has their window closed? They got Josh Allen, so maybe not. The Dolphins. Hey, sports cars are nice, but would you rather have an F-150? I don't know if this team is built for playoff wins. Speaking of playoff wins, the Cowboys. Are they a serious threat to ever get past the first round of the playoffs? And the Eagles, Saquon Barkley aside, are they in a tailspin? Is that tailspin continuing, I should say? The Lions, will the Dan Campbell aura wear off? The Packers, does Jordan Love take the next step? And we have our Rams there. Hey, my question is, who's betting against them? I got three teams in the first tier. The Chiefs, hey, have we learned our lesson yet? The Ravens, how do you defend Lamar and Derek? And the 49ers, yeah, they deserve to be up here still. My question is, do they still have the best roster in the league? They've shed it some very good players, but the answer to that question still may be yes. That's my tiered power rankings 3 days into free agency. Hey, there's some shakeups coming. That's what I got for now. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.